This podcast is brought to you by the Transitional Justice Institute at Ulster University. Learn more about our work, including our taught postgraduate programmes in gender, conflict, transitional justice and human rights, at www.transitionaljustice.ulster.ac.uk.
Well, thanks everyone for joining in. We look forward to telling you about our two master programs at the Transitional Justice Institute at Ulster University in Belfast. So our program in human rights and transitional justice and our program in gender, conflict and human rights. I'm Thomas Hansen. I'm the course director for these two programs. And with us is Catherine Rook, who is director of the Transitional Justice Institute. And then we're very fortunate to have three current and former students joining in also. So we have Clara, Katarina, and Saul in the room who will speak to their experiences studying with us after I've outlined the program and after Catherine has said a bit about the research environment at the Institute and other sort of more general issues. So again, thanks for joining in. And I think, you know, we can offer two very exciting programs at the Transitional Justice Institute that we have run for quite a number of years by now, and it's taught in our own buildings at the Transitional Justice Institute in Jordanstown. Well, it has been in Jordanstown, but we're planning to move to the Belfast campus from the summer. So when you start in September, and assuming, of course, and hoping that everything will be back to face-to-face, then we will meet in the Belfast campus. So really what I think sets our programs apart from many other masters you can study in the UK and elsewhere is that we are a small, dedicated group of faculty and students. So it's all very intimate, if you will, that we run small classes, typically with 10 to 15 students, something in that league. And we have our own teaching seminar room with facilities to run this and experts really in the various fields that these different master programs touch on. So we have staff members who work on transitional justice around the world. Some are focusing on Latin America, others are focusing on Africa and Europe and Asia, and we have world leading experts in gender studies. Catherine, who is with us in the room here today, is our gender expert, and we have experts in international law and human rights and humanitarian law that will teach dedicated modules on those topics. So I really believe what we can offer is quite exciting. Maybe just to briefly outline the structure of the two programs that we run. So if you're joining in for the full-time pathway for human rights and transitional justice, you will start the semester in September by taking our Foundations of International Human Rights Law module, as well as our Foundations in Transitional Justice module. So these are two 30-credit modules that you take in the first semester. And then in the next semester, you will take dissertation research methods, and in addition to that, you will take three optional modules. So these vary a bit from year to year, but to give you an example of what we've been running this year, we had a module in gender and transition. We had a module running in memory, transition and conflict. We had one in equality law. We have one in using film, so about documentaries in these areas of study, and we have one in international humanitarian law. And then in the third semester, which is over the summer, you will write your dissertation, and of course you will have allocated a dissertation supervisor who will be able to guide you through this process. If you join in for the gender, conflict and human rights and the full-time pathway, you will start off in September by taking our gender and human rights module, which is also a 30-credit module. And in addition to that, you will either take the Foundations of International Human Rights Law module or the Foundations in Transitional Justice. And then in semester two, from January, you will take as mandatory modules our gender and transition module, and like your colleagues in human rights and transitional justice, you will also take the dissertation research methods module. And then in addition to that, you will select one optional module for that semester, and that will be the same modules you can choose from as your colleagues in human rights and transitional justice. And if you follow our, we also have a part-time pathway, so that's over 6 semesters. So the difference is here that you only take half of the modules that I outlined, and they are somewhat different structure, but I won't go into details with this in this relatively short presentation today. But of course, if you have any questions to the structure, feel free to email me after the session today. And just to add on what I said before, with us being world leading experts in transitional justice and gender and international law at the Transitional Justice Institute. So that also means that many of the resources we rely on in the teaching are actually books and articles and other material that has been produced by our own staff. So of course that creates, you know, a good foundation for really engaging these topics in a highly qualified way. And I should say, we also try all the teaching staff at the Institute. We really emphasize to have engaging and participatory teaching. So we run seminar exercises as an integrated part of all modules. And it's a big part really of studying with us, that students are engaging these different topics that we deal with through different forms of exercises. That can be in one of my own modules, we run a mood exercise, for example, where we pretend that we are in a real world courtroom and students make submissions on real world human rights cases. So that's something that students tend to find very exciting. And I know Catherine again has also invited students to contribute to legal submissions to UN bodies. And again, a real case here where students work with the lecturer to draft a submission that is then being considered by the UN. It could be other international or regional bodies also. So that's really, you know, we think that's an exciting way for students to get a feeling, and also of course something that contributes to employability, because this is what many of you, if you join our courses, that this is what many of you will end up doing in the real world after you have completed your studies. So maybe just a brief note on that concerning employability also, that students that graduate from our institute, they go out, many of them go out and work with international organizations or civil society, working in international law, human rights and transitional justice and gender topics. Some go on to pursue a PhD, either with us, we have a fairly large PhD program at our law school and at the institute. Or some, of course, also join a PhD at another university in the UK or elsewhere. So many exciting possibilities. That's just some examples. And I think maybe the students we have with us in the room here today will also reflect a bit on how they look at their future options, having completed or having soon completed the LLM with us. So again, if you have any questions other to what I've briefly outlined in this presentation, you're very much welcome to send me an email. And I think we can maybe post my email address in the chat box if you haven't already access to it. So with that, I will hand over to Catherine to tell us a bit about the research environment at the Institute.
Thanks, Thomas, and hello to our attendees today and indeed to future people who catch up on the recording of this video. My name is Catherine O'Rourke and I direct the Transitional Justice Institute, and I lead on much of the gender teaching and the LLM. So I thought it'd be an opportunity just to say a little bit about the Institute and the different things we do. As Thomas said, we're a tight-knit community, and our LLM students are very much part of that community. So I just wanted to give you a little flavor of what being part of the TJI means. And I have a couple of slides. I always say there's three things that we do at the Institute. We do research. We are a research institute. We engage at a policy level in terms of local issues at the national level and also with the United Nations, the International Criminal Court, and other international institutions. And then, very importantly, we educate. And the postgraduate, the LLM programs are our sort of flagship educational programs. And we also have a very large PhD community, and the PhD and LLM community support and reinforce each other in lots of important ways to create an overall learning environment. So in terms of research, in the most recent research assessment exercise for research at UK universities, the Ulster Law School led by the TJI ranked fourth in the UK. So that's just an indicator in some sense of the quality of the research that we do. And because our teaching is so intimately connected to our research, we do think that's important, though, that we are the key researchers in this field by any international standards. And that then, as I say, it's very much shapes our teaching. So if you're studying transitional justice, memory, gender, human rights, UN peacekeeping, international humanitarian law, any of those subject matters, you will be taught by subject experts, by the people who have, you know, written the book in the field. And in that sense, you're learning that very much from the cutting edge of what's happening in these areas of law and policy. And all of us are engaged in that sort of policy level as well in these areas because of our expertise. This is our old teaching room, which sadly we haven't been able to use this year because of the pandemic. And as Thomas mentioned, we're going to be moving into the city centre very shortly, which means that this old teaching room won't be used. But I think nevertheless, it's a nice visual of the sort of the intimate collegial teaching environment that we do work hard to cultivate on the LLM. That sense of not only learning from the person at the top of the classroom, but indeed from your classmates as well. And that, I think, being one of the real selling points of our programme. And indeed, I mean, sadly, we've been reminded of this, I mean, really quite vividly in the last 10 days, that you will be, if you're interested in issues of transitional justice, gender, conflict, post-conflict reconstruction, these are obviously, you know, live issues in terms of where we are. Our research and our teaching is connected to what's going on locally, though not defined by it. We are very keen on international learning and comparative learning. Nevertheless, we do, there is a unique value, I think, in studying these issues in Northern Ireland because of the connection to policy and practice. Classmates come from the statutory sector and NGO organizations, and that will very much be part of your classroom and part of your learning environment as well. And I already mentioned that. And then just to speak, I suppose, to some of the policy relevance work that we do. These are various ways that research at the Institute's been used to inform UN practice, discussions about Brexit, local domestic violence policy and legal reform. And much wider kind of international initiatives. We do work very hard to give that sense of practice as well to our teaching, so that you're learning not only from academic research, but actually from what these issues look like in practice when they're being engaged with by policymakers and indeed by local actors confronting these issues. A couple of things that we do to try to embed that sense of practice a bit more in the programme. We very often will facilitate internships for students where students are interested. We have good relationships with local organizations. Again, that's been a little disrupted by the pandemic, but something that we hope to get back on stream very shortly. And we have a good record in that and supporting students to access internships with local organizations. The Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission sponsors our dissertation prize. So the best dissertation every year will be awarded a prize sponsored by the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission. And we do, as Thomas mentioned in his intervention, we do work hard to try and embed some practical advocacy experience as well in the course of our teaching. You will very much be part of our research culture, and that we encourage you to take part in. We have a very lively program of public events and seminars. Some examples of recent seminar series that we had dealing with the past, the Stormont House Agreement and others. You can access those through our website. We've one indeed tomorrow for those of you tuning in live. And that's, you know, the public seminar program is organized very carefully, very strategically, really to support and supplement what you're learning in your classroom. So we'll bring in key scholars, key practitioners that are related very directly to what you're studying in the course. So it's a real kind of added value of being part of the Institute, and that you get access to these folks as well through your studies. And indeed, those are public, so please do come. And that's a good way to, I think, get a sense, get a flavour of the sort of subject matter you'll be studying on the LLM programme. And then indeed, if you come on to the LLM programme, that will give you further access then to the bespoke internal events that we do. And those internal events are open really only to members of the Institute. So our PhD students conduct a What's the Crack series, where they talk about their PhD research. We have some internal events. For example, we had one from Fergal Cochran, who's one of the candidates for the ICC chief prosecutor role. So those internal events, again, very much designed to supplement your learning experience on the LLM and to integrate you further into the TJI community. If you'd like to know more about that sort of thing, I would encourage you, we're pretty active on social media. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, check out our YouTube channel. There's quite a lot of good material there in terms of our past seminars. There's some testimonies from former students, that sort of material. And subscribe to the podcast, where we continually update our public events. So with that, I'll conclude. But it's lovely to meet you virtually, and hopefully we'll meet some of you in person next year on the course.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Catherine, for that introduction to the Transitional Justice Institute. So I think with that, we will hand over to Saul to tell us a bit about the human rights and Transitional Justice Program and how he has experienced that. So Saul is a student with us currently. So the floor is yours, Saul, please.
Thank you. Thanks, Thomas and Catherine. Good afternoon, everyone who's attending. And I am currently a part-time student in the LLM Human Rights and Transitional Justice, as Thomas mentioned. So I'll just give you a little bit of a background and then give you an idea of what it is that I have found and am interested in the program. So I qualified as a lawyer decades ago in South Africa, headed straight into working as a financial services lawyer and eventually as a risk management specialist in securitization in London for decades. So a bit of an antithesis to what I'm doing at the Institute. The perfect storm of events actually took place last year, including the pandemic, which led me to discover Ulster University and the TJI and the LLM. And I realized that if I made a decision to undertake the LLM, will also mean doing so on an online basis. And that was clearly a different way of doing things and a new skill to develop. Even though I am adept at IT matters, and I am on my way to being a Python programmer. So it's something that I'm aware of. I think I may be one of the most mature students on the course. I don't know if that's a badge of honor or what, but it is the case. And I've been welcomed and treated like everyone else. From the get-go, I made sure to take as many orientations and trainings as was available, wherever it was, in the library, referencing sessions with PhDs on essay writing, interesting webinars that Catherine has mentioned, presentations of TJI, etc. I also made sure to develop relationships with as many people as I came across, even though everything was online or is online in the TJI, including lecturers, students, librarians, and others. And this has been immensely helpful. And I think it really breaks the monotony and the difficulty that one has with online learning. And I can say it is really needed. So when I email people at least, you know, that way they know me. I also made sure to attend one-to-ones, which are available with the course director and studies advisor, and to be clear about the things that I'm experiencing. I found the people that I encountered to be receptive and helpful with, you know, all sorts of questions that I had, and importantly, that, you know, they were happy to build relationships, which can sustain into the future. I think for me, this is a long-term view. And that's, it's important, I think, to build those relationships if possible early on. Again, in lectures, I've made sure to participate, have my video camera on. I know this is a big issue for some people, but for me, you know, I've made sure of that because I think that that helped also integrate, and I've jumped into the middle of the process in lectures and in doing the essays and everything else to find out as much as possible, and also to relay my insights, you know, have them smashed down if need be, or have them endorsed as the case may be. So I've developed, in the process, I've developed a very well-rounded understanding of the modules, and it's given me an expansive approach to writing the essays, which is really an important part of the program. And debates in class, I think, is you know, even in the online method, are actually, I mean, in some cases, pretty lively, and that I find really interesting. In addition, as I think Thomas mentioned, opportunities for work have actually arisen for me, you know, even with the pandemic. These are notified by TGI to all students, and I actually took up one of these and now volunteer at Human Rights Consortium. And that's in relation to a human rights database, which they are in the process of building out. And in fact, I intend to apply for a research position at the same NGO this week. And we'll see if that materializes, fingers crossed. Prior to doing the LLM, I actually completed a MOOC at one of the Swiss universities on human rights law. I found that really useful. Even though I've been a lawyer for a very long time, many decades, I've never really encountered human rights law, and that's even despite I've come from South Africa and encountered the changes in South Africa as they were happening literally. And this MOOC that I did inspired me. It was a huge inspiration for me. Inspired me to go further. And I find the course and the LLM and the work, the work done by TGI, I find everything very thorough and extensive in the modules. There are subjects that I've taken which I could never have thought of, literally like memory, even though I was aware of more than aware of the South African, Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I mean, I saw it as it was taking place. And this has given me, a course like memory and conflict has given me a multidisciplinary dive into an area of law that I really, I find it incredibly inspiring. I experienced, as I mentioned, that I did experience a South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And I actually did not even realize its connection to memory, which is rather damning in a way. An amazing example also arose in memory from the Holocaust, and there've been incredible work that we've looked at, like famous philosophers, and like Hannah Arendt, who attended the trial of Adolf Eichmann in Jerusalem, and she coined the phrase banality of evil, which you may have heard about. Equality law was also way beyond what I could have expected. Learning about something that is clearly pretty abstract, but is actually, it has a very significant pragmatic manifestation in bills of rights across the world. South Africa, which is a world leader in that respect, Canada, Council of Europe, Northern Ireland, which is in the throes of building out its Bill of Rights, and hopefully it will come to fruition. And these are, to be at the forefront of history in the making in Northern Ireland in this respect is, again, it's another area of huge inspiration. Students are encouraged to read as much as possible. And this is up to you. I read a lot of fiction, so I've had no problem reading extensively. Obviously, it's not fiction for each module. I've come across really interesting topics and matters in the process. And I discuss this with fellow students and lecturers and have found all receptive. I've learned a huge number of things. And it's also informed me about my dissertation, which will come up because I'm part-time, it will come up in a little bit long in the future. But it's something, there are areas that I find interesting that I want to already explore. I did start the course full-time, and I think it's worth saying that I found that given my current commitments that I did have to change. This was really easy to do. It helped me to a great extent that the staff were highly supportive and helped me through this process. I mean, my intention is to work in the field of human rights going forward, possibly as a researcher or in advocacy. I mean, these are both areas that I'm deeply interested in. And also, looking at the convergence of research with data science, because that's another area of my occupation. And there are many data sets that cover this. I thought that I may well be interested in a PhD in the future, because there are particular areas that I've already identified that are particularly interesting for me. COVID has been a real game changer in terms of how we've had to, to be taught and to engage with the process. But also COVID has meant from a work point of view that, doing things online and having access to huge amounts of online research and information has been another game changer for me. And I think that's about it. Yeah, I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much, Sal, for those remarks on our human rights and transitional justice program. So with that, we'll move to Clara, who will tell us about her experiences with the gender program. So Clara, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Thomas. Hi, well, my name is Clara and I am enrolled on the LLM in Gender, Conflict and Human Rights. I am studying full-time. This is my fifth year studying at Ulster University. I have previously studied politics at undergraduate level, and I also have a master's degree in peace and conflict studies. This LLM was my first experience of doing a law course, and I have no previous legal study experience. And I say that because I know that there is likely some of you who are listening who are in the same boat that I was in a year ago, considering the gap between your current discipline or career and law. And I have to say, before I started, I had serious reservations about changing to the law discipline, but the transition has been smoother than I imagined it would be. The university has a vast amount of resources for navigating law, and if it is new to you or if it's been a while since you've done it. I personally switched from social sciences to law and took a few of the library's courses on a Scola referencing, as well as a one-to-one session with the law librarian, which was so beneficial for me for getting my referencing and information sourcing right. And from then on, it sort of just falls into place. As you progress, you do begin to think about issues from a legal and gendered point of view. And as well as all that, when you do begin to chat with the class cohort, you do quickly realise that you're not alone in your concerns or fears, that there are others who were like me and didn't come from a legal background and had the same reservations. As for gender, just to diverge a bit from the course that Saul has just talked about, gender analysis is a key theme throughout this course. Throughout semester one and two, from late September until today, we have covered gender from a variety of angles and have been lectured and educated by the experts in the field with some unbelievable experience and research to tell us about. As Catherine and Thomas have already said, you really are taught by the people who write the books. There have also been guest lecturers and speakers from various organisations who add an invaluable touch to the course. What is more, we also have been invited to various other information sessions outside the course content, not least to webinars and book launches. And combined, these really do add a real life touch to the course and highlights just how much of what we are learning is applicable to real world issues surrounding gender, human rights, LGBTQ+, conflict, post-conflict, transitional justice and peace. On top of all that, as well as having the core gender modules, there is an opportunity in the additional modules to bring what you have learnt into focus, especially if gender is your main focus and if it is of interest to you for further studies or career opportunities. For example, the additional module I chose was equality law, and through this I was able to bring what I had learnt in the first semester on international systems, gender-based violence and reproductive rights, and link it with equality laws here in the north of Ireland. What I will say, although the current lockdown and COVID restrictions in the north of Ireland have meant that teaching has been entirely online so far, my ability to use the online resources and source information from various platforms, like Saul said, has massively been strengthened. What is more, the lecturers are extremely helpful in these difficult times. They're always contactable by email, and usually guest lecturers are keen to talk more with us and often leave contact details. And as well as all that, the PhD students within the TJI have been really helpful. They put on supplementary sessions and have kindly allowed us insight into their doctoral research. So there really is support coming at you from all angles. The Transitional Justice Institute in general have been really helpful in navigating through this course. There's a dedicated programme support area which allows students to engage with a range of issues, from essay writing workshops to referencing workshops and pretty much everything in between. So to finish off, because I know it's a busy session, I would just like to say I couldn't be more glad that I've taken on this challenge. And as we are currently preparing our research proposals for our dissertations, I'm conscious and sad that it's nearly over. So yeah, but if there's any students who or any questions for people who want to ask maybe a student question, I'm more than happy to take one.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Clara, for those remarks. And with that, we'll move to one of our graduates. So, Caterina, I believe you are in Italy.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. My name is Caterina, and I was an international student at the TJI during the academic year of 2019-2020. I came from a background in legal studies in Italy, and I think it's really important to share my personal experience as an international student, because my previous academic background in Italy was really, really different from what I found in Northern Ireland. And I say this with a completely positive point of view, because I think it's important to underline what a fortune is to study at Ulster University and especially be part of the Transitional Justice Institute. In fact, I also agree completely with all the things that you all have been said about the university, the institution and all the people there and all the help that they support. So I attended the LLM in Human Rights Law and Transitional Justice, and I really enjoyed everything about the course, all the module, the optional modules, the readings, all the exercises, writing the essay, and also it was really important to have academic writing supports and also the OSCOLA reference classes to approach the essays if you're not familiar with it. And but I think the most important thing that I've appreciated about this LLM is the fact that it engages and develops your critical thinking. And this is a crucial point for doing a career in this field. And it was something that I lacked very much from my studies in Italy. And I really much appreciated the fact that here it was encouraged and all points of view were appreciated. Unfortunately, my year was the first part in person and the second semester online, so it was a big transition, but at the same fact, I found online classes very easy to follow because there is not a lot of people in your course, so it's easy to make questions, stop the lecturer and ask to repeat or ask questions. So I think they were anyway enjoyable. Of course, it's kind of different from being at the university and meet in person the people that you're studying with, but I think it's as much as useful. Maybe for the drafting of my dissertation, I would have really preferred to be in Northern Ireland and not doing it from home, because of course you're not as much into the atmosphere, and maybe you see your study more distant from you than from being there, and also meet your supervisor and all those stuff. Regarding the Transitional Justice Institute as a whole, and as for Ulster University, and I was very impressed by the structure, the organization, and as you already mentioned, the openness and the kindness of all the people that was there, from the TJI personnel to the professors, lecturers, or also lecturers from outside the institute, and of course my fellow colleagues. And everyone would, I found that everyone was really, really friendly and ready to help with any problem. And I think this from, I mean, for me as an international student, but I think it will be equally important for every student. It's important because it makes you feel in a positive and enjoyable environment. And so you're free to develop your idea, develop connections, and also, as I was saying before, your critical thinking has no boundaries. And additionally, the fact that also from my LLM, the people involved are not a lot. So it's easy also to make a direct relation with your lecturer. And I think this is really important. And this is also a thing that I lacked before in Italy. Because it, of course, you develop a different connection during class, the fact that you can intervene, the professor knows who you are, what your background, what you're interested. So I think it's, this is also a positive point. And as I've been mentioned before, all the multitude of events that the TJI does, and also the fact that the personnel continuously keep you posted about events, seminars, lectures in a lot of different topics, of course, all connected with international conflicts, human rights law, justice, equality, and all the other stuff. And they are not, of course, mandatory for your course, but they are based on your personal interest, so you're free to attend those. And also the fact that they keep you posted about trainerships and work offers, it make you really feel into an enjoyable environment, really. So it was really, really a great experience. And I want to conclude saying that I am really looking forward to come back to Northern Ireland as soon as possible and keep on going with my career there.
Great. Thanks so much, Katharina, for those, for those comments. Brilliant. Good. So as you can see, we have students from many different backgrounds and from different countries around the world. And of course, that's also one of the things that really characterize our programs at TGI, that everyone, both students and staff members, benefit from hearing, you know, students' experiences from different countries around the world. And so we see that as an enormous advantage for the programs. And maybe just to comment on one of the things that was brought up in these presentations. So our former and current students spoke to the different support offerings that we had for coursework and for essay writing, and more generally, so just to say that these support offerings, they exist. regardless of whether we will stay online or whether we will go back to face-to-face teaching, as we hope we will from September. So for now, there's a lot to think about, of course. So if you come to think of any questions, then please get in touch with me via email, and we can talk about it. So thanks very much for everyone for joining in, and we hope to see as many of you as possible in Belfast by September. So thank you again, and have a good afternoon, everyone.